When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Beyond the To-Do List. I am your host, Eric Fisher, and this is the show where I talk to the people behind the productivity. This week, it's a little bit of a different kind of an episode. This is a podcast conversation I actually had on a different podcast. Mindy Peterson of the Enhance Life with Music podcast reached out after she heard me talking with Gretchen Rubin on this show earlier this year about her book, The Five Senses, and she could tell that I was just a huge music fan. And in this conversation I had with her on her show that she was gracious enough to let me use the audio for an episode of my show, because honestly, I just wanted to call attention to this conversation. I had a fun time doing it. And honestly, music, when it comes to productivity, is a huge thing. We talk about in this conversation the perception of time and how it can be changed with music. We talk about how music enriches life, or to come close to what Danny Rojas says in Ted Lasso, music is life. And we explore different styles of music on brain activity and productivity tools like Brain FM, which I'll link to in the show notes, the relationship between music and productivity, stress management, creativity. There's a lot music can do for you. It can help you by distracting you if that's a chosen task at hand, or it can help you do the opposite. It can help you process thoughts and feelings, whatever situation you're in. It can help you fall asleep. It can help you stay awake. It can change your mood. It can increase your motivation. It can give you momentum. There's a lot that music can do. As you can tell, I am a huge fan of music. So I thought that this made sense from a productivity angle to bring that spotlight from that podcast over to this podcast, as well as highlight the great work Mindy is doing over on Enhance Life with Music. I'll link up to her show and this specific episode in the show notes. But I think you're really going to like this one. It's a more personal episode for me. It's almost like being a solo show, but the tables are turned and I'm the interviewee instead of the interviewer. So I'm just going to get out of the way and say, enjoy this conversation that I had with Mindy Peterson.
I am so thrilled that Eric himself agreed to be a guest on this show and is joining me today from Indiana to talk about music and productivity. Welcome to Enhance Life with Music, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Eric, like I mentioned, your affinity for music is apparent to anyone listening to your podcast. On this show, we talk about how music can make our lives better, whether we consider ourselves musicians or not. And a lot of times I'm talking to experts within the music field. And I know you love music, but it's not your day job. And so I'm really excited to talk about this topic from your perspective. And just starting out, can you tell us what your relationship with music is, whether you have any musical training in your background, when you became aware of and especially interested in music, how you discovered music can boost your productivity? Tell us about your background with music.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm going to try and be as brief with this as I can, because there's a lot of as I was thinking back through my music superhero origin story, there were a lot of, you know, meaningful beats to it, figuratively and literally, I guess. And so I guess it starts with, it's in my genes. My grandparents, especially my grandfather, he had a grand piano in the house and played it constantly when we were there. And it was, you know, I would hide underneath the piano while he was playing and just hear it reverberate. And, you know, I had no clue what music was. I just knew that it was something that was constant and it was always around. It was part of the atmosphere of that house. And my grandmother played as well. They had different horns and things. They grew up, both of them, as part of families that were involved with the Salvation Army and obviously then the Salvation Army Band. Mm-hmm. And so then my mom, she inherited that And honestly, the first time I ever encountered the musical Sound of Music, I thought, why is my mom singing on this radio? Why? And my mom had at least a little bit of a similarity visual wise to Julie Andrews, but definitely could sing like her.
Wow.
And it was kind of almost an oppressive thing in some senses, because it was like, oh my gosh, that's my mom. And she's got that. Once I kind of came to terms with, oh, she's a really good singer when it comes to like this, like it was an undiscovered, you know, talent or tool or whatever. It was just, was very, very interesting. And so then obviously as I grew up, my mom was very encouraging and often nudging somewhat forcefully to do, you know, musically inclined things like choir and church and things like that. Piano lessons didn't really take. We all, you know, myself and my two brothers, we played a lot and learned different things on the grand piano at my grandparents'. We had a piano in our house at some point for a stretch of time, but none of us ever, the three of us ever really felt like we could master or do the lessons that we were given. It just didn't stick. You know, that's one of those things you look back and you're like, man, I kind of wish I had stuck with that. That would have been really cool. You know, a lot of people have that regret, but whatever. Uh-huh. But I did take the French horn in fifth and sixth grade and got pretty good with it. I was doing pretty well with it. And, you know, going into junior high, the awkwardness of being in junior high, that kind of, you know, went out the window fairly quickly. But by that point, I was already recording songs off the radio and, you know, scrolling up and down the dial and hitting record when something would, you know, come on and I'd be like, ooh, this sounds cool. And just capturing it and then replaying it. And, you know, basically that over time morphed into making mixtapes of things that I recorded off either the radio or CDs that I borrow from the library and sitting in my room and poring over liner notes on different things like that. But yeah, that's kind of the foundation, I guess, is the best way to put it, is, you know, childhood up through junior high. And then I started to become aware of, oh, I really like this. Like, you know, being a reclusive introvert that was in his room listening to music on CDs and just branching out into all these different directions. And I think that was around the time I discovered the Beatles and realized, oh, they're doing something on a whole other level here. And in fact, I've heard other people copying them without knowing it all this time. And it kind of became this key that unlocked everything up till that point. There is more, but I'm going to pause just to see if you have any comments or questions.
Yeah, no, it's just so fun to hear everybody's story. And when you mention your grandparents having that piano and hearing it when you were in that house and music was just kind of infused in the experience of being a part of that house, you know, it just reminds me of how influential our behavior is on the young people in our lives, because you could have had parents and grandparents who forcefully nudged you, as you mentioned. I love that, because that was me as a mother. But, you know, just experiencing how much your grandfather loved music and implemented it into his life was, I'm sure, hugely influential on you, maybe without you even realizing it. Now, I know you've mentioned in podcast episodes before how when you were in college, I think you had a semester off, and you mentioned this experience of working in a warehouse, I think, and using music to really kind of transform your perception of time. Was that sort of the first time that you remember or recall using music to sort of enhance your productivity or just your life experience of a certain, in this case, a job?
That's exactly right. I'm glad you brought that up, because that really is kind of the next beat. There's a little bit of a preamble to that, which is, so once I noticed and became aware of how much I liked music, I kind of leaned into it. Part of the gig of going to that warehouse every day was I would walk by the library on the way there and back. So in the morning, I would be dropping things off into the book drop. And on the way home, I would stop and I would look more things up. And these were rudimentary days of the internet. You could get them, but there was interlibrary loan. So if I found something I liked, I could request it be sent to this library, things like that.
Yeah, you could be me talking right now. Yeah, right. I am a total library nerd.
Yeah, so I'm branching out. Like at that point in time, I definitely was already a huge Beatles fan, branched out into U2. I had a very big affinity for the oldies, which at that time meant the 60s and 70s only. Yeah. And some of the 50s. That's what that meant at that time. And so growing up in the 80s and 90s, I had some of that already. But yes, the warehouse, for a few months there, I was working in the warehouse and I was working packing up packages. And that didn't necessarily have any kind of enjoyment to it at all. Yeah. And I thought, oh my gosh, these days are dragging on. Well, luckily for me, I got to move off that desk and I got to be somebody who would restock shelves. And as I was going around, I was allowed to use headphones. Okay. So suddenly I'm listening to music in a way that is changing my perception of the time passing.
Yeah.
And it just felt like time travel, like the days would fly so much faster because I had the right kind of music. Now, that's the thing is like it depended on which music it was sometimes. But up until that point, I'd kind of, you know, it used it to lift my mood or used it to find solace in different things that, you know, all the different ways that you can use music that aren't necessarily a productivity use. Uh-huh. But this was the first time I had a clue that, oh, music can alter our perception of time. And that is a very powerful thing.
Sure. Well, and it probably was enhancing your productivity from the standpoint of you're enjoying your time more. I know I've had jobs that are so boring that it's mind numbing. And I just would get to the point where I felt like my mind was not functioning anymore because I was so bored. And if you can keep your mind engaged in other ways, then it keeps you sharp for when you do need to use your brain for your job, even if the job is boring in the sense that it's mainly, say, manual labor that doesn't require mental activity.
Yeah, exactly. At some point I came across, and you may have had somebody else bring this up on the show before, but there's actually a couple Kurt Vonnegut quotes. And one of them that I thought of while I was thinking about this was, he says, "Music to me is proof of the existence of God. It is so extraordinarily full of magic. And in tough times of my life, I can listen to music and it makes such a difference."
I have not had that come up on the podcast before. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I love that. I'll have to look that quote up.
Yeah. He has another one too that kind of ties in. He says, "If I should ever die, God forbid, let this be my epitaph. The only proof he needed for the existence of God was music."
Wow. Yeah. Love those.
So it was around this time that I suddenly found, wait, music has power. And I was unaware of it up until this point. I was kind of playing with it. It was like, oh, the fire kept me warm up until that point. But then I realized, oh, I get kind of the science behind this, so to speak.
Yeah. So since that time, what are some of the ways that you have found that you can implement music in your personal life, your professional life? Do you have favorite ways to use music to enhance productivity or enrich your life?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways. So there's a couple different directions I can go here. One is I love to drive. And for a while there, post-college, I had a job where I was a courier and would drive an hour a day twice, five times a week, and then do other things at that building and, you know, deliver packages, things like that. But that was like that was 10 hours of drive time a week suddenly that I was like doing. I was basically doing carpool karaoke and it was super fun and it would make it go fun. It would make it go super fast. It was enjoyable. And, you know, and the thing is like one of the trips home each day was in the evening from like 10:30 to 11:30 at night. I don't want to be listening to calm music at that time.
Yeah, sure.
Even though I should be starting
the road.
Yeah, exactly. So it was all about, you know, curation and deciding, you know, what's the upbeat music that's going to keep me awake at that time. Music has a lot to do with mood and motivation. So motivation's another thing that can help. Like if I'm just dragging, it just makes sense. Like I've got certain playlists that I've got set up. It's like I'm pausing to try and not say the words out loud so that speakers that play those things don't hear me call them into action while we're recording. But I'll say, "Hey device," there you go. That doesn't trigger anything. "Hey device, play this playlist," and I'll call it by name and it'll then, you know, do that. And once in a while I'll change those playlists up, but it's like, as soon as that first, you know, beat of that first song hits, it's like, there you go. And, you know, I've got certain ones, there's certain albums that I've found that are like, you know, it's maybe electronica or something like that. That's got like, it's a 35 minute playlist, or the whole album's 35 minutes. And it's like, it's a perfect duration to say, okay, I'm going to sit down and do this one thing, and it's going to take me maybe a half hour. Mm-hmm. And that album from start to finish, once it ends, it's like, oh, break time.
Oh, interesting. I've heard parents say that they will ask their kids to clean up for one song. So that's sort of a similar concept.
Oh, that's brilliant. I got to use that.
I know.
And the thing is I can tell that my habits are rubbing off on my kids, because they love listening to music. They're humming earworms that they've heard in the car with us. But my son, who I have to ask to clean his room all the time, he will put music on in his room, and then he can spend time in there and clean and do things like that. So mood and motivation, setting a certain time duration, resetting your mind. Like, and here's the thing. One of the things that I want to call attention to is sometimes, like I did this morning, actually, and I actually thought about this while I was walking. I took a walk outside around the block. It takes about 15 minutes to do a full rotation. Often in the past, would go out and have headphones in, and I would either listen to music or a podcast. Mm-hmm. Podcasts, man, that wreaks havoc on your music listening.
Yeah, right.
That's a whole other topic right there. But I went out and I had nothing in my ears, and I thought, I'm just going to go and walk in silence. And so that's another way. I know that's the absence of music, but it actually is the key here is intentionality. It's that I'm going to go outside and I'm going to walk without background noise that I am pumping into my ears, you know?
Well, and there's a song about that, The Sound of Silence.
Yes. So that's some of the different ways. Now, one of the things I actually didn't mention in my whole background there was at some point in, I think it was around that junior high time, I started falling asleep listening to music, and I have ever since.
Oh.
It's a habit. For better or for worse, it drowns out, you know, friends and roommates and wives snoring, and my own snoring, I guess, for others. But, and I have listened to podcasts going to sleep too. I've kind of put them on a sleep timer. Yeah. I do that with the music as well. The form and function of it has changed over time, but it started off as just, oh, this kind of distracts my mind at the end of the day and helps me fall asleep quickly. And there would be times where I would suddenly find I'd remembered or inadvertently, almost through osmosis, memorized certain albums because I would play them as I'd go to sleep. And then I'd wake up and be like, wow, I really know this. And I didn't know it, that I knew it.
Sure. So. Well, yeah. I mean, there's some interesting studies in science on how sleep affects our memory. And so I imagine whatever you're hearing as you're falling asleep can feed into that somehow.
Yeah.
You mentioned how music can alter our time perception. It can alter our mood. Are there any thoughts that you have on the relationship between how music and productivity intersect with factors like stress management and creativity?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. I think that, again, this is why I have different playlists set up. So when I want to be creative, again, sometimes it's about focusing on the task at hand, and I have tools for that. There's a certain tool that I use that gets you in a certain brain wave length or brain, I don't know, but anyway.
Yeah. Wavelength. And I think I know what you're talking about, and I want to come back to that, but keep going.
So we can come back to that one. I want to put that aside, but
what I have found,
because I also have, I have diagnosed ADHD, and this plays a factor into that, but it does for other people as well, regardless, because we all have symptoms of that to a certain extent based on technology these days. It's just a fact, in my mind, at least. It has a lot to do with resetting things. It's kind of why sometimes when you walk through a room or the doorway to a room, you're like, now what did I come in here for?
Yeah.
And you've got to reset. You've got to pull your attention back. It's all about intentionality. And so what I was talking about earlier of, you know, your mood or how motivated you feel or how energetic you feel, or if you just feel like you're distracted or whatever, it comes down to having a certain amount of, you know, in momentum. It's almost like unleashing a wave and then you ride it like a surfboard.
Ooh, I like that.
And so you know, imagine, I guess let's go with this. Let's lean in on this. So imagine that music is this big wide wall and with all these different doors, and you go up to them and you decide, okay, I'm feeling this and I want to feel this or need to feel this in order, or think this way in order to do this. One, it takes self-awareness of who I am and how I feel right now, awareness of what I need to do and where I need to go. And so then you walk along and you say, oh, there it is. And then you push the button and the water just pours out and you grab your surfboard and jump on and just ride it.
Yeah.
And that helps because one, if you're just in a funk, one, music can really pull you out of it. Or two, music can really help you stay there if you want to wallow in it, if that's a creative, function for you.
And that can be helpful in processing it.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
And stay and sit in it and have the music kind of help you work through it.
Yes. That's one of the other, I don't want to just say, hey, music makes me happy and it makes me feel good all the time. No, music makes me feel, period. And it's about which thing you need to do. Do I need to use it to process something or do I need it to lift me up out of? Do I need it to distract me from how I'm feeling, sort of? Or do I need it to help me really lean in and be creative? So if I want to play, funk music, if that helps you be creative or something, I don't know, or classical. Like, actually, here's another function of that. If you want to be creative, one of the things you can do is play certain kinds of music, because music, much like smell, is another sense that is tied into memory. And I can't hear certain types of classical music without feeling like I'm sitting back at the kitchen table in my grandparents' house that I talked about earlier and feel like I just woke up after sleeping in and woke up there at their house and it's time for breakfast and there's a public radio station playing classical music. And so that brings me right back there and I can be really nostalgic about it suddenly.
Still searching for a great candidate for your company? Don't search, just match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch that busy work. Instead, use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. I wish I had Indeed when I was in the hiring process in roles in the past, because it is a slow, arduous headache of a process to find the right people. Or, at least it used to be, join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to find and hire great talent fast. In fact, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/to-do list. Just go to Indeed.com/to-do list right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/to-do list. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you enjoy Beyond the To-Do List, I invite you to check out Best Laid Plans. I'm Sarah Hart Unger, the host of Best Laid Plans, a podcast devoted to all things planning and planning adjacent. I talk about everything from paper planner reviews to deep dives into all things productivity. From keeping track of goals and tasks to fitting in your true priorities and reducing the stress around planning and organizing across different areas of life. I am a practicing physician and mother of three, so I have a lot going on in my own life and am intimately familiar with the time constraints that impact us all. And I love sharing my own productivity strategies and learning from others who have their own ideas to share. I invite you to check out Best Laid Plans, available on all podcast platforms, or visit my website, theshoebox.com. theshubox.com to learn more.
Well, those are some really insightful, practical ways about how to use and utilize music as a very functional tool in your life. And I love how you talk about sort of using music for getting momentum, for falling asleep, for staying awake, for being creative, for processing sad feelings. I mean, there's so many different ways to use music. I know there's certain music I listen to every night as I'm winding down. It's like Spotify playlist for Enya, because it's like that kind of music just helps me wind down. Mm-hmm. And it's totally different than music I listen to when I'm cleaning or when I'm driving. Or you mentioned classical music and also kind of hitting the reset button. For some reason, sitting through live classical music for me is like a massage for my brain. I just walk out of there feeling like I have homeostasis, like everything has been equalized. I have equilibrium again. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I love how you talk about all of these different functions and how we can be intentional about using music to accomplish the end goal that we want.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much power to it. And again, it's really all about, again, recognizing what the state is that you're in currently, what the activity is that you need and what state is required for that. And then basically picking and choosing and moving that direction. And again, it may be, you know, there may be one artist or something like that that runs the spectrum for you, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to that tool that you were mentioning. One question I was going to ask, and we kind of hit this a little bit. Are there any specific tools or apps or technologies that you recommend for individuals who are looking to utilize music for productivity? And you sort of alluded to one. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, aside from really good noise canceling headphones, which come in handy all the time, whether you're out and about working here or there, or need to block out people that are working in the same home as you, and you need to be productive in that sense. And honestly, it just helps you hear the music that you're listening to better. One of the tools that I have found for years now really works for me is Brain FM. And it's essentially music that is scientifically proven to increase focus. It's not necessarily, well, it is music and it isn't. It's there's no lyrics, there's no singing, there's no sound design in it that is going to sound close to, as I think they've explained it before to me, like a human voice, because that can be somewhat distracting and pull you out of it.
Yeah.
But what it is essentially, they worked with academic institutions and ran experiments and observe the effects of the brain using EEG machines and MRI machines as certain types of sound design. And when I say sound design, that makes it sound like it's not music. No, it actually is. There's all different kinds, like classical and electronic and things like that. But they did a test about, you know, they did a test with this alongside of a placebo, and they found that by choosing one different styles of music, but also more importantly, different outcomes. So for example, there's one that's for resting. Mm-hmm. There's one for napping. There's for focus. There's for creativity. And what it does is it gets you essentially, it's called phase locking, neural phase locking. As you listen to the music, it gets your brain locked into that phase where it's easier for it to do certain tasks.
I know you've mentioned Brain FM on your episodes, and I need to dig into that because it does sound really fascinating.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, some people may have heard of binaural beats in the past.
Yeah.
It's not that. It is, it's got a much stronger effect. And I had tried that before and had a little bit of an effect with it. But when I came across this, I realized, oh, okay. So this means that I can get results. I really only use it when I want results. I kind of liken it to, especially with the productivity aspect of it, I like to think of it as the Clydesdale horses, where they've got those blinders on their eyes.
Yeah.
They only look forward. It's kind of like that. It kind of removes that fight or flight mechanism from your brain and keeps you seated in the place where you are, staring straight ahead and getting the thing done that you need to get done. That's the that's the focus aspect of it. But like I said, I've used it to take naps that have been much more restful than regular ones. You can have it playing like for hours at a time at night, and it will get you into a deeper sleep zone.
Oh, wow.
As well. So that is another option.
Interesting. And that is an app, right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll definitely include links in the show notes to that. And like I said, I want to dive into that and check that out on my own too. There was a former guest quite a while ago on this podcast, Charlene Habermeyer, who curated a Spotify playlist that's really to help concentrate. Like if you're trying to get work done, it's classical music that's been specially selected for its ability to help you concentrate and focus. And when I interviewed her, it was sort of early on in COVID when all my kids were here. My husband, like we were all right on top of each other. And so it was great timing because I was like, oh my goodness, sign me up for this. And I still use it. Like we were driving home on Saturday from Michigan visiting relatives over the 4th of July. And on the way home, my husband was driving. He had the radio going and I was trying to get some work done. And so just popped those earbuds in, turned that Spotify playlist on. And so I was listening to that music and able to completely focus on what I was doing without being distracted by the talk radio and music that he had going.
Yeah. And that's what gave me initially, well, there was something else I used to use, but then I found this. Actually, there's one other thing, and you've probably never heard of this. This is a productivity trick that I've heard that actually involves actual music. And it was, it's, gosh, I don't know if I should even open this can of worms, but let's just say this. I heard it from somebody and I tried it. What it is you find a singular song that you aren't gonna hate after you do this. You put it in a playlist by itself and you put it on repeat so that when it starts, it plays and it gets you there. Like it, you know, whatever it is about that song, you want to be careful about the selecting of the song, but you pick that song, you start it up, you have it go. And then when it finishes, it starts over again immediately. And it kind of just creates this state of when this song is playing, I am doing this. And, you know, it's like if you're doing loops or, you know, if it was a super loud song or something. I have done it. I picked a particular U2 song and I had it go for, it was what, a 3.5, something like that, minute song. And I think I found that I did it for almost an hour one time.
Really?
And this would drive people nuts. Some people would be like, oh my gosh, no, I can't listen to the same song over and over and over again.
I could totally do it.
I think you got to try it.
Yeah.
I think you have to, and I think it might be you either maybe haven't, one, it may not be for you, given. Two, it might be that you picked the wrong song by the wrong person and you're careful to not ruin a song because you don't want to play it out, so to speak.
Uh-huh, yep.
But good music can't be played out, right? Let's just live with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And as you're describing this, I'm thinking I've sort of unconsciously done this before. Like if I'm thinking, just kind of tried to process a certain topic, there could be a song that just is right for whatever it is I'm contemplating and reflecting on and trying to work through. And sometimes if I'm in the car, I'll just like hit the repeat one, you know, tap it until it gets to that. And it'll just keep repeating that same song because otherwise it's like you get in this groove where you're really processing things and then it switches to a completely different song. And you're like, no, let's go back.
Yeah.
So I totally get what you're doing, what you're talking about. Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah. So that's another, I can't believe I hadn't even thought about that in a while. I haven't done it in a while, although I considered it because there was a song that kind of came out as a single by somebody a couple weeks ago, days ago. And I thought this might be another song like that. I just hadn't even thought about it that way.
Well, before we run out of time, just real quick, in your opinion, do you have any ideas about what the future of music's role could be in enhancing productivity? Are there any new developments?
Yeah, there's been a couple things that tie together. And again, I love the Beatles, so it all kind of comes back to them for me with that. I remember recently reading that with all the hype of AI recently, that there's been algorithms that have been able to clean up audio of John Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
That now will be able to be used by Paul in a song that they never officially recorded or something like that.
Yes.
Kind of like they kind of did that a little bit back in the day of, you know, the mid-90s with the Beatles anthology, but with AI enhancement, you know, knowing what it's supposed to sound like. I mean, again, I'm not going to pretend to know what I'm talking about here, but I think that's the way things are going. That's more of a, you know, archival and cleanup and use for current purposes kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
But again, I'm curious if there's a way that, like we talked about with Brain FM, if merging that with somehow AI in the coming future, we'll be able to particularly, you know, there'll be, you wear your, you know, an Aura ring, which is another tool out there that senses mood, heartbeat, all these different kinds of things and works algorithmically with the ring to an AI to headphones you have in that help you, you know, oh, I can see your energy is starting to dip. Let me play you some music that will perk you back up.
Sure.
And, you know, it'll know enough about you with your consent to help you in that way, I guess, is that's where I'm seeing things maybe go.
Yeah, well, and some apps are already starting to get there that are specially designed for the elderly, people with dementia, because that's an area where these people can really benefit from that, partly because that musical memory is the last to fade away. So even people who may not recognize their loved ones will still really respond to music. And so be interesting to see what the latest developments are. But I know I've had people as guests on this podcast who are talking about sort of that type of an aspect, not quite to the point of like an Aura Ring, but moving that direction. So really fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I already told listeners a little bit about your podcast, but before we close things out with a coda, what else do you want listeners to know about the Beyond the To-Do List podcast? Obviously, I'm a huge fan and I highly recommend it. One thing that is interesting about my relationship with your podcast is it's one of those podcasts that I listen to regularly, just like as a guilty pleasure. It's not like I have certain podcasts that I listen to because I feel like I should, because it's news and I want to stay informed, or it's work related, or it's like spiritual formation that I feel like I want to be intentional about doing that. But yours is like, I just listen because I really enjoy it.
I have those too. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So anything else that we haven't already mentioned about the Beyond the To-Do List podcast that you want to let listeners know?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately it's called Beyond the To-Do List because it's about the broad spectrum of productivity. It's often about not doing things. So if productivity has you feeling guilty about what if you're doing enough or not, or you feel like you're not doing enough, I think you'll find a kindred spirit in me and my guests. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that we don't like say, okay, here's how to hustle at a moment's notice when you really need to. That is not the focus of productivity for me. And it's not what productivity is all about. This is all about living a better life. So it means knowing when to do things and when not to do things. And this episode would have fit perfectly inside of my show. So if you enjoyed this conversation, I think you'll enjoy the show. That's another podcast crossed off your listening to-do list, or should I say playlist. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this flipping of the script and the flipping of the mic from around the other side of the table, or however you want to put it. I had a great time talking with Mindy. I had a great time talking about this topic specifically, my history with music, as well as all the different things that music can do to enrich your life. There are so many different aspects. Honestly, through this conversation, you were awakened to some other ways that music can enrich your life in some way, form, or fashion. I hope that you have found that music is not just for passing the time. It's kind of, in fact, I should have found this. There is a quote out there, and I sent it to one of my musician friends immediately, that music is kind of the way you decorate time, or some other paraphrasing of that. But anyway, I really hope that you enjoyed this conversation. If you did, make sure to go to the show notes. One, check out our sponsors to support the show. Two, drop your email in, jump in on the email list for this show so you get weekly updates, as well as my three productivity tips for the week. And you will also find the link for Brain FM and my discount there, and the link to Enhance Life Music Podcast with Mindy Peterson. If you found this podcast helpful, one, make sure to go check out Mindy's show, but two, share this episode out to somebody that you know needs to hear it. Maybe they're a music fan, but they haven't tried some of the ways that music can help you with your productivity and enhance your life even more than just background noise. Share this episode with them. Let them know about it. Hit that share button in your podcast player app of choice. Let them know you were thinking of them as you heard this. Thank you again for doing me that favor. Thank you for sharing this episode. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next episode.